SBS Radio.
I have on the line a popular and familiar figure in the Filipino community, Mr. Alan Green, who is running for his place again in the Blacktown area. And we have been privileged. He has agreed to talk to us about his policies, his platforms, so that the Filipino community will be able to assess whatever he's offering and vote for him this coming Saturday. Good morning, Mr. Green.
Good morning. Thank you.
As we have earlier discussed, we'd like to tell our countrymen, our Filipino Australians, why they should vote for you.
Okay, well, in general terms, the New South Wales state government has been doing a very good job. They've been building a stronger New South Wales and aiming to take the pressure off families by giving better facilities. They balance the budget and the infrastructure works are creating more jobs. The plan we have involves making our economy strong, and now it's the leading economy in Australia, taking the pressure off families by helping with the cost of living. We've been looking at concessions on power and other matters, fixing our transport system by building better infrastructure, roads and rail. You've noticed new trains, new roads, new railway systems, better ticketing systems with the Opal card. The main issue really is health. And we inherited a very, very poor health system, and the government is invested in upgrading over 100 hospitals, and in particular, Blacktown Mount Druitt Hospital is receiving a $700 million upgrade to make it a world-class hospital. And as probably most people have noted, that's well advanced now. It'll soon be opening, and the new wing there will have all the latest emergency and other diagnostic and treatment tools, and they're recruiting for more nurses. They need more nurses, especially Filipino nurses.
Yes.
So I undertake to fight for better education, health, and public transport services and improve community safety. Now, with regard to the Philippines, as you well know, I have a strong heart for the Philippines. I've been to the Philippines 8 times already, and I met my wife in Manila City Hall, Malu, and we've been married now over 7 years. Her name's Maria Rivera, Maria Leonor Rivera, like the name of, the girlfriend of Rizal.
Rizal, yeah.
Yeah. So, and also I've been granted the key to Manila by Mayor Lim when he was the mayor for charity work through Lions International. They do a lot of medical missions and other work in the Philippines. And Malu and myself, we have a feeding program where we're helping over 90 children just with feeding and other resources through a church in the Philippines. So, and we also have our own Filipino congregation, which we've established in Quakers Hill.
That's good.
And additionally, our Lions Club has a twin Lions Club in Quezon City, the Bagahari Executive Lions Club. And they're all senior managers in the SSS. So, as you can see, I have very, very strong connections with the Filipino community. The Filipino people are wonderful people. They're lovely family people. And, of course, I love karaoke. So usually I love to be invited to the karaoke party, but I know better never to sing my way.
You have become more Filipino than Australian.
Yeah, I love the Philippines. When I go there, I always feel sad when I'm leaving because I have so many friends.
Okay.
And anyway, that about covers.
Let's go into the other side of the fence and look at what your opponents are saying. It's something that is always that always happens in campaigns like this. Your opposition will point at one small dot and forgetting the bigger picture, like your hospitals and everything else. They're pointing at the stadium. The stadium, yes, and saying that you're spending $2.2 billion.
Well, they're very misguided because the reality is the stadium is way out of date. Apparently, there's not even enough toilets for the women. Often hundreds of women have to queue up just to go to the toilet. And apparently, it has inadequate safety procedures and so on. They're aiming to bring it up to a world-class stadium because sport is one of the highest priorities in Australian culture, as you know.
Yes.
And in Melbourne and Perth, they have upgraded their stadiums. So we've been left behind. And also, that expenditure is only a small percentage of the overall percentage. In fact, they've spent over $90 billion on infrastructure in the last 8 years, which is more than double what the Labour Party did.
Let me just emphasize that for the benefit of our listeners. The Liberal Party, the coalition, has spent $80 billion in the last 8 years.
$90
billion. $90 billion compared to the $2.2 billion being spent in this.
It's a very small part of the overall works, and actually it is a safety issue, and a public, you know, the public deserve to have a safe stadium. And a world-class stadium as well.
Okay, yeah. I hope that our listeners have been benefited with this information and that they will go for Mr. Alan Green when they put their ballots on Saturday.
Invite me to the karaoke party, please.
Anytime.
Anyway, Mabuhay and Salamat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.